You know your boy had to come and drop that spice in your life because I seen that snoozer that was Darren Till versus Thompson. So you know I'm going to add my sazón y adobo to the whole mix. And first and foremost, I want to say this is MMA All Days, Mike Perilla, and we're going to chop it up. First and foremost, the fight was boring. Why? Because Stephen Thompson is boring. He does nothing of an initiation. He is the epitome of the tactician outdone by his own tactics. Because I understand being a counterpuncher, but you got to have some willingness to create counterpunching or counterattacking with traps, setups, baits, some level of crossing the line a little bit to get them crossed back into your line more so then you could take advantage of it. Thompson didn't do any of that, okay? Thompson didn't do anything. He landed maybe, I'm not trying to be funny, but it felt like he landed like 7 punches. Those little karate, yeah, flurries, and then that was it. Now, take into account that Thompson is the reason why this fight was boring. What does that say about what Till did? Till pushed the pace. Till was super aggressive, smartly. He was aggressive. He didn't wade in, but he did try to engage more, initiate more. He landed the only effective trying to end the fight scenario strike with his big left over the top hand. He then attempted the only trying to end the fight submission with that, you know, attempted guillotine when Thompson was on the ground. Those two key factors, coupled with they're in England. This is Till's town. The crowd is blowing everything Till does up. If you're going to tell me seeing these factors and still just waiting there, Thompson didn't want to win the fight. He didn't do anything to win the fight. He just did enough not to lose. And that's okay enough. Till tried to win the fight. And I see the, you know, UFC on Fox and they're saying, I don't agree with the decision. I don't get it. And their basis is because of the karate, pitter patters. Never mind that Till controlled the octagon. Never mind Till was the aggressor. Never mind Till landed the only telling strike. Never mind Till attempted the only fight-ending submission. That because Thompson landed the ha-ya-ya-yas, he should have got the win in my man's home country. Which sounds, it sounds kind of stupid. And I don't want to, I'm some guy talking in his living room about MMA and these are MMA fighters. But I don't understand that, how you could feel that, even though they admitted that Thompson didn't want to win that fight. He didn't want to cross no lines. If Till came in, okay, I'll try to take advantage of it. But I won't try to come in for nothing. I mean, he gave away the fight to my man in his hometown just so he wouldn't get knocked out. Coupled with the two finer points of what Till did, I mean, people are saying, how do you win a whole fight by one knockdown? How do you win a fight by light, ineffective strikes? He didn't have Till rocked multiple times. He didn't buckle Till with a low kicker. It basically looked like he didn't do anything except land something, anything. Never mind, I kind of saw the fight, the post-fight interviews. It looked like Thompson had some red swelling on his face, on his neck. You could tell where, I mean, and we know, listen, we know, never mind the fact that Till came in overweight. My man is really a light heavyweight. I understand he had family issues, which, you know, is what he weaved into the reason why he couldn't meet the weight stipulations. And I'm not going to dive into that. That's Till's issue. And I mean, I did kind of proclaim it in my earlier podcast about the whole weighing in the day of the fight. I think you kind of saw the need for it because that's how they curbed Till's weight jump. He had to weigh under 188 pounds the day of the fight. I hope and I push someone who hears this that has any type of power, anybody who hears this to push, they need to start doing that stipulation for every fight. You weigh once in the day before and you weigh once in the day of. And we will see a lot more weight issues be possibly cut out, weight advantages stopped. this whole, you know, huge weight cut, getting advantage any way you can, this shit gotta stop. This shit gotta stop. Taking that aside, though, Till's performance warranted a victory more than Thompson's. And that's just plain fact in my eyes. I don't care about them little karate, you know, blitzes that didn't do anything. They didn't open a massive cut. There wasn't any swelling. There wasn't nothing. Till's one shot dropped Thompson. Maybe a little behind the ear, top of the head, back of the head. You know, the angle looked like it was close to the back, but that's that over the top. It happens. If Matt Brown can elbow Diego Sanchez the rest of his sanity out with the back of the head, I can't fault Till for what he landed. And it just feels like I'm comfortable with that decision. I don't feel like Thompson got robbed. Anyone that does is either severely naive or just doesn't like Darren Till for his weight advantage. Because Thompson didn't do anything. He didn't do a damn thing in reality. The last 10 to 15 seconds, he just stood there. Again, you're in my man's backyard. You know the judges probably love this cat. You know the crowd is worshiping him. And you fight that safe fight. Don't cry about the decision lost then. You gave the decision lost. You were okay with a decision lost as long as it wasn't a definitive loss. And that, I think, is what we just saw. Someone who fought enough to not get definitively defeated, but not to get a definitive victory. And the fact that Till tried to get a definitive victory, yo, I say give it to him. For real. And again, I am totally against his weight cut. I hate the fact he's in the welterweight division. I hope they check his weight 2 days before the fight, a day before the fight, a minute before the fight. If there are going to be fighters who you are, he actively boasts his huge weight cut, then I say, okay, then he should be weighed in every hour on the hour. If there has yet to be made a stipulation where it is illegal, then we need to add stipulations that make this shit as uncomfortable as possible, because this is getting out of hand and it got to stop, man. It got to stop, this weight cutting issue. Martial arts is about testing yourself to the best of your abilities. I do not understand how coming in a 200-pound man against people who are maybe 180, 190, I don't understand how that's, you know, martial arts. That's that whole, you know, the whoring of being a professional athlete. You look for any way to get ahead. And it's like boxing. The UFC needs to open up more weight classes as well. If we can't make it illegal, and you know, maybe I don't want to, that's too harsh, then we need more weight classes. 170 to 185, 195. All right, 170, 185, that's a 15 gap. That's a 15-pound gap. That's a big gap. 185 to light heavyweight, that's a 20-pound gap. We need a 195 division, okay? We need a 225 division. We need like a cruiserweight or I don't know, a titan weight. The heavyweight division needs to be cut into two pieces as well. That light heavyweight division, at least a division before light heavyweight. The 155 to 170, there needs to be a 165 division. If you want to leave the 170 to 185, we can leave it alone. But those three implementations, cutting the weight division, the heavyweight division in two, adding a 195 and a 165, I don't think that's too out of the, you know, out of the scheme of Dana White, UFC's plan or comfortability level. You know, I don't think that's too far-fetched, man. Those are just three simple implementations. You don't want to add too many weight divisions. I get that. But those three in between, those huge weight gaps, I feel are severely needed. I feel there'd be a lot less people willing to cut down 30 pounds if they knew there was another weight division they could kind of work within. But hey, what do I know? I'm just a guy in Jersey City trying to cut down on my Sazón y Adobo intake. You know what I mean? I won't let everyone know, though. Remember, it's always better to be the predator than it is to be the prey. This is MMA All Day. Giddy up.